Parshas Vayera, topical halacha series, Beis Tefillah, Tov Shin Ein Zayin. This week, Bezat Hashem, we'll try and discuss together the mitzvah called Levoya, to accompany guests. It's not done by everyone. We'll try and see why, if that's right or wrong. So what's the connection to the parasha? It's explicit in the parasha. It says in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Tet Zayin, Ve'akumu mishom ha'anoshim ve'ashkifu al pnei Zdoim. So the malachim are now on the way to Zdoim. Va'avrom hoylech imam l'shalchom. Avram is accompanying them. Hashem Omar, Hamchasanim Avram as Esha Nioise, and Hashem confides with him the heavenly plan to destroy Zdoim. Says Rabbeinu Mechaya, Avram Hoyach Leshalchom, V'somechli Le. And next to that, we have adjacent to that is the Hashem speaking to him. Chibeschus Alevoyo Bolav Adibur. Why was Avram Zeicher to Dibur from Hashem? Because he's doing mitzvahs levoya. We also meet Hashem did Avram did open an eshel. Eshel is Rashi Tevas, Achila, Shtia, and Levoya. So I would like to see how important is levoya. How important is it? We want to start off from the Rambam, just to get the ideas, the parameters, how important the mitzvah is. Then we'll see the Gemaras, then we'll try and see how does it apply to our days. Says the Rambam is to be found in Hilchos Evel. After he quotes the mitzvah of Bikul Cholim, Nichum Aveilim, Hotzoas Hameis, many mitzvahs, says the Rambam, V'schar halavoy merubah min hakol, bigger than ever, all that we mentioned, Achnasas Orchim, Nichum Aveilim, Hotzoas Hameis, Levoya to accompany the guest is even greater. We learn this from Avram. This was the derech hachesed of Avram. Ma'achil oved rochim, give them to eat. Mashke oisam, give them to drink. Umelave oisam, and accompany them. V'gdoyle achnosis orchim, kagbolas pin shechina. Achnosis orchim is as big as meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for levoyom, to accompany them, yoysam achnasosam. Even more important is the company of the mouth, is more important that we gave to them the food you laid out for them, the drink, to accompany them is even more important. Omu chachomim, kol she'enu melave, kilu shoifech domim. Don't accompany the person, we like killing him. Continues the Rambam. We force it. Kedel shekoyfin et zdaka. The same way, Beis Din collects zdaka by force. They force you to give. They can force you to accompany. Or Beis Din yumataknin shruchin. Beis Din will appoint messengers. Belava is adam oiver mimakom lemakayim, to accompany the passers through. Vin yislasdu, and if they are lazy, ma'ala lemakosuv kedel shofhu domim. Then we consider it to be as if they killed someone. Says the Rambam, "Vafilo melaves chaver arba amos." If you only accompany for 4 amos, yesh l'schar merube. The lot of schar just for 4 amos. How much? That's b'dieved. What's the right way? How much do you accompany your guest? Harav le talmid, the rav to the talmid, ad iburo shel ir. You have to go all the way out to the outskirts of the city, and 70 yamas from the city, that's the chiyuv of the rav to the talmid. Ish lechaveroi, a friend to a friend, at chum Shabbos. You have to travel all the way out to the outskirts of the city, and then 2,000 yamas. Talmid lerav at parasa. Rabbi Muvak, Solid Parasites. Okay? That's the halacha. You make a wedding, you have guests coming out of town, achila, shtia, levoya. The Bar Simcha should be accompanying all his guests. Adibur Shalir. A parsa. I think 18 minutes, right? Parsa is 4 mil. 72 minutes, no?
I think so.
4 mil. So it's roughly 50 minutes.
Yeah.
12 parsa
for Rabbi Muvak. Sorry? Okay, let's now see the sources. Says the Gemara in Saita Mem Vav Amud Beis. Kaifin Leviyah. We force Leviyah because it's so great. Shenema. The Gemara quotes the story in Shoftim. Vayiru Hashemim Ish Yotze Min Ha'ir. They were trying to conquer the city called Beis El. They couldn't find the entrance to the city. It was hidden. It was inside a cave. They see a man, a goy, a knaydi, who left. Vayomuloi. They tell him, show us where is the entrance to the city, and we'll do a chesed to you. He showed it to them. They wiped out the city, but his family was saved. This man went, he built a city called Luz. Says the Gemara, this city, even when Sancheriv came, he didn't destroy it. Nebuchadnezzar didn't destroy it. Even Malach HaMavis doesn't have permission to enter the city. The old people there, when they lose their mind, they leave the city and they die. But the Malach HaMavis can't take them in the city. Says the Gemara, Umak Naini Zeh. Shloidiber B'piv, he didn't even speak. Loiholach Beraglov, didn't even walk with them. But all he did was, with his finger, he showed them. No speaking, no walking, he just showed them with his finger. He caused Hatzalah for him and his offspring. Koladoirois, a person does Levia Beraglov, and Achaskamba Vakamo. Says the Gemara. For four psios that Paroi accompanied Avram, he was Meshavet Bon of Arba Amos Shono. Kol Amelaves Chaveru Arba Amos Einu Nizoik. Doesn't get damaged. Kol She'einu Melave Umislave. Whoever doesn't accompany or be accompanied, Kilu Shofech Domim, to do with Elisha. Elisha was walking by himself. These Sinoikos called him Kireach Kireach, and in the end the Dubim, these bears, came out of the forest and they killed the Sinoikos. Had he been in company, it wouldn't have happened. Okay, Rabbi Say, what's happening today? Do we do these things? Yibura Shel Ir, Parso, Four Parso, even Dalad Amos, do we do that?
Maybe Dalad Amos.
But I want to ask you a very good question. Dalad Amos. Why are we doing the Dalad Amos? What for?
Gladness.
Gladness, right. So we would do Dalad Amos even for our neighbor in town who comes to visit us, we also do Dalad Amos. Is that what the Gemara means over the Kiddush Shofech Domim? So let's see. Let's try and understand. There's different things happening over here, different levels, different purposes, and then we're going to look for some Ethereum. The Mishnah says, by Egla Rufo. Egla Rufo, we find a dead body. We don't know from which city did the murderer come from. So the Skenim of the local city have to come, being a korban. And they say they have a vidui. Yodeinu loy shofchus adam azeh, veineinu loy ro. That's what I have to say. It wasn't our blood, our hands, it wasn't our eyes that we saw him. As the Mishnah, this is in Soita Memhei Amud Beis. V'chi al da'ateinu also shezikne beis din shoyf chidomim heim. We think that the skenim, they're the murderers. What? Why are they defending themselves? Elo shloibol yadeinu upartanu b'leim zaynos. It's not that he came our way. We didn't give him food to eat. V'lo reinu v'inachnu b'lo levoya. We didn't see him and leave him without a levoya. That's what they're confessing about. We didn't not give him his levoya he needed. What does that mean, levoya? Says Rashi, b'loi chabura. We didn't organize a group of people. It's not that we ignored our responsibility of organizing a group of people to accompany him on the way. The Marsha brings the Sefer Yofa Mara. What? There's a chiyuv for Beis Din to organize a caravan for every passerby? Since when do you have such a thing? We have to organize him a chabura to travel with him all the way? No, it's only when you leave the city. Daladamis. That's what they're confessing about. It's not that we ignored our obligation to give him the Daladamis company, the voya. Says the Masha, no. We see there is, the voya includes accompanying him the whole way. Why? Because the Gemara says, in this sugya, a person who's hoylech baderech, yechidi v'en lo levoya, a person who's traveling by himself, what should he do? Yasak batoyro. Shenemar, ki levoyas chein heim l'roshecha. The Torah will accompany you. We see that the idea of levoya is the whole way. It's not just leaving the city. Because we're discussing guy by himself on the way, should learn Torah as to make up for his missing levoya. Number two, we see the Gemara in Chulin. Gemara talks about Rapinchas ben Yoyer. Rapinchas ben Yoyer was traveling, came to a river. The river split for him, and there was an Arab with him. And so he told the river, split for the Arab as well. Why? Shoyemu kach oisim ibnei levoya. Your group of people together, even though he's an Arab, but it's not right that you just leave, abandon part of the team. We're all together. We help each other. So therefore, the river split for this Arab as well. But what we see, the levoya we're discussing, is the whole way. It's not just the leaving of the city. It's the whole way to be with a group. So Adrabah, levoya entails you should be accompanied the whole way, a chabura, because the drachim are a dangerous place. Therefore, you need to have a group. Wow, that's the case. So apparently, there is a concept of organizing the traveler to be accompanied. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Achshav Yonogu B'zeh, because in Holchi, we don't go by foot. And noisim bekorain, veinu nasei levadai. Nowadays we travel, go by bus, by train, by plane. We're surrounded with many people. In Sefer Emek Bracha, I never saw people accompanying guests doing the mitzvah of voya. Lo isim me'oyla mishneiken. He asked the Chazanish. Chazanish said, it's all people going by themselves. People travel together. Everyone is accompanying is doing a voyage to his friends. Fine. So that's one level of avoya. Avoya is should we have accompany him? Company should be during the chabura to take him safely on his travels. But there's another level of avoya. We saw the story of what the war darshans from the Knaini. Where did we learn avoya from? That when they conquered Beis El, and this Knaini, he just showed them with his finger, he got such a reward. Kolchik and Samu was Malavu Baraglov. Where's the Levi? He didn't move. He just went like this. What's the Shaykh, what's the connection to Levoya? Says the Marsha, Ikka Levoya is to tell him, inform him where to go. You shouldn't make a mistake. You have a guest, a traveler. He doesn't know which direction to take, which road to take. So it's to tell him instructions where to go. Left, right, straight, another left. To guide him how to travel safely to his destination. That's Ikilovaya. A higher level is to walk with him to show him where to go. To the outskirts of the city and show him which road to take. Even worse, basic, is just with his finger to show. Therefore, here's another idea of Levoya. If that's the case, maybe today it would be a bit different. If Levoya is to guide him to reach his destination safely, which way to go, we see the Knaini just with his finger, the high level of speaking, of giving verbal instructions, a high level walking. So maybe things will change today. The Chofetz Chaim, in the Sefer Avos Chesed, in Chelek Gimel, wants to know why we don't do Levoya today. He brings the Iyun Yaakov. Iyun Yaakov is to be found in the Sefer Ein Yaakov, who quotes the Be'er Sheva. Says the Be'er Sheva, why is it the Poitzkim have omitted the dinim of... There's no Shulchan Aruch on Hilchas Levoya. It's been omitted. Why is it? He says the Be'er Sheva, because all the roads are so dangerous. And therefore, you want to accompany him, you're putting yourself into danger. And therefore, Chayach HaKoydmim. Chayach HaKoydmim, he says. I should go on the road to accompany him. I don't have to risk my life for his levoya. That's what the Be'er Sheva says. Says the Ein Yaakov, Vorab Tchukim, because you should at least love him a bit. Eloi says different reason. Ikka levoya is to show him the way. He says nowadays it says Kol Adrochim Yushorim Yushavim Umetzuyonim. We have proper roads, it's not dirt paths. Proper roads, and therefore no need to accompany him. Just a bit. In the city Dalad Amos, the roads are marked. If that's the case, Al Chaskama Bakama today. Today every visitor he has his way, his GPS. He's even informed there's a policeman reported. Be careful, lower your speed. He has a radar warning in his car, just in case he's being watched speeding at 150 kilometers an hour. So there's no need. The world is GPS. If that's the case, there's no need to tell him how to go. But he knows better than me. He has the ways. He has updates exactly where the traffic. It's Adarab. That will change it. Okay, but there's still a third level. So we're discussing physically accompanying the person, the chabura, to take him through the whole journey. if people travel together, it's not necessary. We've been discussing showing him, giving guidance how to travel information, how to get to his destination, so he shouldn't get lost, and so therefore that'll be different today. There's still another level which is applicable. The Gemara says, "Kol melave es chaveru dalad amos ba'ir, einu nizoik." By accompanying a person for amos, he doesn't get hurt. The Gemara tells us, "Ravina was melave to Rav Rova by Yitzchok dalad amos ba'ir. A hezek came his way, and he was saved." What's happening over here? How does it work that by me, I'm loving four amos, it helps him? Says the Marshal in Seita and Helmut Base, accompanying a person four amos is a dover's guli. It's not something that's rational. It's a zguli, koach, that will help him. How does that help? Says the Marshal, because kavanosai, your intention is to accompany him, to protect him, to help him. That's your kavana. And therefore, ritzoin yirei of yaseh. That's your ratzain. Your ratzain, you care about the person. You want to be with him, to help him. That kavana already makes a ripple effect of ritzoin yirei of yaseh. Alternatively, he says that the malachim of the malave, they continue your machshava. Your machshava is to accompany the guest to reach his destination safely. The malachim you have, they continue it. Even when you go back home, they continue with him, saving from hezek.
Your malachim.
Your malachim. Right. Alright, that's how you do it for amos. The Maisa, we have a Zoyar in this week's parasha. Says the Zoyar by us that when a person's melave is his friend, he's mamshich the shechina to connect to the person, and the shechina will protect him. The shechina comes, you're doing a mitzvah, you have the shechina, and the shechina will protect the guy. So that's why did Hashem speak to Avraham right now? When Avraham imid the shalchom v'Hashem omar Avraham, what happened? Since Avraham was doing levoya, the shechina's there, therefore the shechina spoke to him. So it's in Yan's guli. What comes out of all we learned? So I have to say, okay, we learned a few things. We learned that betzim for a Talmud to Rav, you're supposed to accompany Talmud to Rav, one parsa, Rabbi Muvik, four parsa, friend to friend, Trum Shabbos, Rebbe to Talmud, Yibur Shel Ir. What's all that? Says the Darki Moshe, the very end of Chayshe Mishpat, with Moichel. Moichel. People are Moichel. People don't expect to be accompanied so far. That Mechila helps. But nothing helps the four Amas. It's true. We said today people have accompaniments. People know their way. The ways are not dangerous, or they're marked. No need to get lost. You have other people with you. All those reasons that you don't have to do those type of levoya. The four amas should still be necessary. Because it's Inyan's guli to protect him. that mechila won't help. Because the Gemara says, Chofetz Chaim points out, kol ha-melave, kol she'eino melave o mislave. If you don't allow yourself to be accompanied, you can't be moich on that. So the chura, it's a must. At least the melave for 4 amos. Do people always do it? Lav dafka. As a limud schus, I found a Noyam Alimelech. Cool? Says the Noyam Alimelech that when a tzaddik is malav his friend, miskashrim ze beze, begdushosam, venatzek echot. They link to each other, they connect to each other, and the gdush of the tzaddik continues when he's oisik b'toyin in his home. It's meshamed his friend on the way. Says the Neiman Melech, that's only if the malav is a tzaddik. But if the malav is a ish netza v'reikon, then ain't toilet is there. There's no purpose being connected, linked to that guy. Adrabba, he's going to give you atzvus. Omapstik yoyse mikdushosai sheshboy. He's mekalka you. If you can link to a tzaddik, very nice, you get kedusha from the tzaddik. If you link to ish reikon, otsev, a sad guy, and by chassidim, atzvus is the worst thing. He has atzvus, and he's empty, then he's mekalka your kedusha. That's a limud schus ba'almas. Mamash, don't. The what? So maybe we don't consider ourselves to be a tzaddik. So shmilavehim, my. Or as you said before, maybe we don't consider ourselves to have malachim. So the marshal, it works with malachim. I let him use my malach. Could be we're not the level we consider ourselves to have malachim. I didn't look up in Hilchos Beis Akisi, there should be a halacha that you tell the malach to wait outside, right? Nahon. So we don't do that today. We don't assume we have malachim. Because we don't assume we have.
But we're doing Shalom Aleichem for our night.
Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim brings a maisa. There was once a man, there was a machnas orchim. A fire broke out, and his whole house, his steak, got burnt. And people were surprised. How is it such a machnas orchim? He does so much chesed. How is it didn't save his assets from being burnt? So the Gro said, he says, God le'echot. God l'ador echot, it's the Gro. So, because the reason is, you have Eshel. Eshel is Achila, Shtia, Levoya. This Machnas Ochim did Achila, Veshtia. He didn't do Levoya. Then what's left? Didn't do the Lamed. What's Eshel without the Lamed? It is? Eish. They got fine. Got burnt. Now, Ola Biyadenu, that we have a heta of Mechila, we have a heta, the other people with him, a heta of the Drachim today are not dangerous, or the Mushavim, Mushorim. But still, when we have a person, it's a koach of protection. Libi Oimeli, it's pure gut, they don't. Yeah, now you know what not to say. You know why? What I'm saying is it's an ein loymar. We don't live a life that we feel the drachim are dangerous. A person traveling to Haifa, I mean, as far as accidents, there are more accidents in the city than are outside the city. Right? Is that correct? More people are killed inside cities than on the highways. So it's not as if that's more dangerous than him. In the life we live, we don't feel that it's dangerous to travel. We say to us because we have to. We'd be fine not saying it. It's just halach, we have to say it. It's not bad saying the way society is built up. it's pretty standard and routine to travel, unless you're doing something really wild. But some regular traveling from city to city, it's not a big deal. So maybe that's why it's been nishkach, this idea of livur dar adamas. I did find today a maral. The maral explains the idea of livur dar adamas is covered, what Mr. Chesney said. Because we're melava our neighbors as well. Someone comes to your house, you melava him, even if he lives in the city. So he says, Godoil, Achnasas Orchim, Yosin, Kabbalah, Spain, Shechina. The Shechina you don't see, but the Reach you see, and he's real, and therefore he has a Tzerem Elohim. That's why it's Godoil. And the Levoya is covered for the Tzerem Elohim he has. And if you're not melavim, you're shefer domim, because you've taken away his tzelem elokim, you're not respecting his tzelem elokim. Ki shefer dom ha'odom, dom yishofech, ki b'tzelem elokim osa sa'odom. Every person has tzelem elokim. That's what you're respecting. So he learns the Indian respect. So it makes sense that even to a non-traveler, you also have the idea of tzelem elokim and to respect him. Ola b'yadeinu, there's a very important mitzvah called Levoya. It could be what Rambam says we're koifin on it. It's that's for a person traveling by himself. He may get lost. He needs a company. He needs a chabur, a real guide to show him where to go. That's when it's so critical. Nowadays, it seems to be it's inyan zguri to give him protection. It should be done. It's definitely the correct thing to be done. I was staying somewhere, abroad, and I was traveling back home, and my plane was in the morning. So I said bye-bye to my host at night. And I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to leave. Obviously, my host wasn't there. I didn't expect him to get up to be mad at me at 3 a.m. The mitzvah is, yes, to be mad at me. Obviously, I was moichel, no. I'll be embarrassed if we get up so early. But that's really what should be done. Okay, there's a mitzvah called Levoya, and we should be zeichet to keep it. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. It's more important than Chassas Orchim. I want to say that it's the Levoya of when he needs protection.